Newsbusters, Emmys joke about Trump, failed to mention Biden once. By Joel B. Polak on September 13, 2022. Newsbusters, the conservative media watchdog, reported Tuesday that the Hollywood stars on the Emmy Awards the previous night had taken several shots at former President Donald Trump, while completely ignoring incumbent President Joe Biden. Newsbusters' Stephanie Hamel wrote, "The jokes at Trump's expense during the awards show weren't even original and were rather tame compared to previous shows. They also avoided actually saying his name. So a couple of jokes were made at the expense of Trump. I think it's safe to say that no one is really that surprised by this. But it's stunning that not once was there a joke or jab aimed at President Joe Biden. In fact, his name wasn't mentioned at all. Not one time. If you watched the show and didn't know anything about American politics, you wouldn't even know he was president." Read the full Newsbusters report here. Hollywood has avoided mocking the incumbent president in recent years, ever since President Barack Obama took office, preferring instead to mock Republicans like Trump, long before he ran for president, or prominent opposition voices, such as Rush Limbaugh. In 2009, when comedian Wanda Sykes hosted the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and used her time to attack Limbaugh rather than, as in previous administrations, to poke fun at the president, the late Christopher Hitchens quipped, "The president should be squirming in his seat, not smiling." But it was Hitchens who failed to understand the new rules. Democrats were off limits, Republicans are the only permissible targets. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.